Mitchell Bank's James Maloney was a key proponent behind the state's decision last year to expand its home loan program for low-income families to alien residents. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, known as WEDA, let immigrants take advantage of 30-year fixed mortgages at low interest rates. A plan passed by the legislature and approved by the governor last week took away that option by requiring that applicants have a Social Security number. Maloney says his bank will continue to grant loans to undocumented residents, but they won't be nearly as competitive.
Yeah, we're going to try and pick up some of the slack, but we can't pick up all of the slack simply because we can't offer what WEDA was able to offer. No one can offer what WEDA was able to offer.
That's in part because a bank of Maloney's size can't afford to take on the risk of a 30-year loan with about a 5% interest rate. Right now, he says the best his bank can offer is a 3-year loan at 7.25% interest. He says that rate will have to go up in the near future. Maloney says the change in state law also affects about 20 to 30 WEDA financed loans his bank had already approved for immigrants who were shopping for homes.
Now we have to pull those back. We can't, you know, we have to tell them that, you know, come back. We told you that, you know, we could put you in this WEDA program. This is how much house you could buy. Well, the world has changed. You can't buy that.
The new law was tacked on to a larger expansion of the WEDA program that had support from both political parties. Those who pushed it argued that the current system was making a mockery of the nation's immigration laws, and if people want to qualify for state-financed loans, they should become citizens first. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.